If you are seeking out an edible ornamental plant to grow for privacy or as a crop, have you considered planting sugarcane seeds? Quick to germinate and easy to propagate, many homeowners have turned to sugarcane for their backyard landscaping, particularly when used as a privacy fence or border. But can you grow sugarcane from seed, and how long does the process take? You can easily grow sugarcane from seed or from seed canes, depending on your region. Sow your seeds or seed canes in springtime, after all local frost dangers have passed. You can evenly space your sugarcane in the ground or grow them in clustered sections in a container. While canes need nearly a year to mature, you can harvest and propagate more plants from your existing sugarcane. But what different varieties or types of sugarcane should you consider before planting, and how can you best care for your sugarcane crops once they are planted? Here's how to grow and care for sugarcane from seed, step by step. Types and varieties of sugarcane. Sugarcane is primarily divided into three categories, with only two grown in residential settings. Crystal canes are grown commercially, while chewing and syrup sugarcane plants are best in a backyard setting. Here are some popular syrup and chewing sugarcane varieties to consider. Quat, Pele Smoke Quat. Fantastic ornamental chewing cane with purple leaves. Quat, Louisiana Striped Quat. Striped foliage and a great variety for making syrup. Quat, Home Green Quat. A classic green chewing cane, with some drought tolerance. Quat, Green Germanquat. A syrup cane variety that stays green right up until harvest time. Quat, Yellow Galcot. An easy-to-peel chewing cane in a pleasant yellow shade. Things to consider about growing sugar cane. Sugar cane is a great plant to consider growing for a number of reasons, but you need to make sure that you live in the right location for it. While you can grow sugar cane in containers and bring those containers indoors or cover them for the winter, sugar cane is a tropical plant that thrives in hot weather and humidity. Plus, sugarcane is considered fully grown after at least 10 months' time. This is an extremely long growing season and not something that every climate can accommodate. That's why sugarcane is best grown in zones 8 to 12, with zones 10 to 12 likely able to achieve perennial growth from their plants. 8 to 10 will have to grow their sugarcane as annuals. Germinating and growing sugarcane from seed. You can grow sugarcane from seed or from propagated seed canes, depending on which you prefer. Here's how to grow and care for sugarcane, no matter which method you choose. Sow your sugarcane seeds or seed canes after all frost dangers have passed. Temperature is key for proper sugarcane growth, and you'll need to wait to plant your cane until temperatures are regularly 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Full sunlight is also key for heavy producing plants. Space your canes evenly. Depending on your desired look, plant your sugarcane with care. You can cluster seeds in a single container for a full appearance, or sow multiple, even rows to create a fence or privacy border. Just know that there's no repotting or moving your sugarcane once planted, so choose wisely. Sow your seeds or canes and water well. Seeds should be planted up to a half inch deep, while your seed canes should be planted with less than 2 inches of your cane showing. Water your plants well, since sugarcane loves moisture. Harvesting sugarcane, save some to replant. Sugarcane goes to seed at the end of each growing season, producing long tassels that you can either harvest or allow to reseed on their own, should your region support this. However, you can also easily propagate sugarcane seed canes and plant these for a faster maturing time. Here's how to do this. Harvest seed canes before the plants start to wither. You don't want to harvest sugarcane seed canes from a dying plant. Plan on cutting down a single cane sometime in late summer, while your plant is still green and thriving. Sterilize your tools. Sugarcane is highly susceptible to diseases, so be sure to adequately sterilize your shears before trimming. Take a cutting. You'll need roughly 6 inches of sugarcane stalk to make your own seed canes, and you should make sure that there are at least 2 to 3 nodes per seed cane stalk that you harvest. Store your seed canes in a dry, cool location or plant immediately. Depending on your garden plans, your seed canes will keep for a couple of months, or you can propagate them immediately. Don't forget to harvest some sugar cane for syrup making or snacking while you're at it. Up next, beet seeds. Grow your own beets, fast. Bamboo versus sugar cane, 5 key differences. Beet sugar versus cane sugar, 5 key differences.